In Romans 12:2, the Apostle Paul challenged the Romans to be a living sacrifice, to worship God with all they are, and make all of their life worship. Listen to these words from the Message translation. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best of you, develops well for maturity in you. Worship is to be a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week of our lives. As we honor, love, and proclaim our faith in God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of us all, we can worship God when we are at work, at home, at school, at the grocery store, at a ball game, at the park, in the crowd, and even when we're all alone. Because the way we live our lives reflect our worship of God. As we remember that all we have and all we ever hope to be are gifts from God. And because of His unconditional, unselfish love He has lavished on us through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have been given the gift of eternal life. Not because of anything we've ever done, but all because of the love of our Heavenly Father. We can worship God anywhere we are, anytime. We can worship Him in our car as we jam along with Christian radio, or as we drive down the highway and look at the beautiful trees. Worshiping God is one of the reasons I love to travel, as I look at the beautiful mountains and look at the rock formations. I stand in awe of His wonderful handiwork. When I look at the glaciers that have been there for years and see whales flipping their dorsal fins and eagles flying, and know that everything that has been created was created by our loving Creator. When I visit in the hospital and hear of chemical or hormonal imbalances, or the addition or removal of medication that can enhance or end a person's life, surgeries to repair, transplant, place stents, etc., to mend broken and worn out bodies. We know only God could have woven our bodies together so intricately and given men and women the knowledge and the skill to extend His healing power and touch to individuals day after day. God is the mender of broken hearts, the giver of second chances, the hope for the hopeless, and the living Word. How can we but worship Him with all that we are and all that we ever hope to be? The challenge this week is to make a commitment, to make another step toward a generous life toward God. In response to the salvation we have received from Jesus Christ, through worship, we express our theology that that which we know and believe about God. We define our identity and commune with our Maker. When we encounter God in worship, we are formed and transformed as His people. The commitment card this week asks these questions. And like I've said each week, be honest with yourself and with God. I know many of you attend worship every week. You do make the effort to be in God's house. So in the choices that say, I will attend worship, I want you to think of it this way. I will attend worship expecting to meet God. The frame of our mind when we come to worship makes a world of difference. If you have a job that prevents you from attending as often as you would like, let me know if there's an alternative time that you would be able to commit to a worship service. There may be many with the same scheduling conflicts you have who would appreciate an alternative time to worship. I'm willing to explore if we have reason to. If you are at the point of making worship a priority in your life, growing to include the following: I will be passionate about worship as a true priority of my life. I will prepare the day before so that I can arrive at worship without last-minute rushing. I will warmly greet those who sit around me. I will surround my friends and family with worship. Through worship, I will seek to find strength, power, and direction to face the week. Let us pray. O holy God, we come before you today in awe of who you are, amazed at all you have done for us, and thankful for your presence with us each and every day of our lives. May we live lives of worship. Let our gratitude and joy of all you have done for us be reflected in our faithfulness. Let our worship be a light shining for you in our world, so that others might see you living and breathing in us. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.